Kelvin Davis is with us. Hey, Kelvin, te nā koe. The heat is on. Doom, 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 doom. It's all on, Kelvin. What are you doing, mate? How are you working to get across the line and get your team with another run?
Well, look, it's been pretty busy. Yesterday I was up in Kaikō here where we opened 10 houses of 60 that have been built. There was a big crowd there going out and celebrating a number of the achievements. Then in Whangarei at a candidates thing last night, I'm off down to Auckland as we speak. So just trying to get out and about in this final push towards the election. People have to understand that if National win, that Māori will lose. And, for example, we're going to lose Te Puni Kōkiri under a National Act government and Te Arawhiti and Māori wards and council elections and the Māori Health Authority. So those are the sorts of things that Māori will lose if we have a National Act government. So people need to get out and vote against that.
Tēnā koe. Look, it's the anniversary today of the establishment of the Waitangi Tribunal by Maturata. At that time, was still with Labor. There are moves to reassess how the principles of the treaty are utilised in our country. But when you look across the many years since 75, what would you say? I mean, it's in your electorate, Waitangi. It brings at times great mana to the people of the North. At other times, though, a lot of frustration. What would you say of the kaupapa and how it has fared over time? Does it need the major reviews, referenda that are being suggested it requires?
No. The Treaty of Waitangi is in my DNA. With my tūpuna having signed it and me growing up just around the corner from Waitangi itself. No, the people who are looking to review it are those who feel that Māori are getting too much, who feel that justice and the equitable promise in Article 3 are giving Māori too much. We don't want anything more than anyone else. We just want justice and we want equity. So, no, you won't find the Labor Party talking about doing away with the tribunal. Cause this is another thing, I said earlier, if National win, Māori will lose. Well, we'll lose the tribunal. We'll lose the principles of Te Tiriti or Waitangi. They'll be rewritten and rangatiratanga in David Seymour's version is written out of those principles. Everything that Māori have sort of strived for, in particular equity and justice, they're all gone. And I just feel that this is probably one of the most important elections for Māori done. Because I never thought in my lifetime, I never thought ever, that Te Tiriti could be tampered with, that it was almost carved in stone. And in fact, down at Te Timurai, it is carved in stone. But you've got somebody like David Seymour who can walk in and say, well, I'm just going to change all that. I'm going to turn 183 years of history on its head and rewrite the principles of Te Tiriti or Waitangi, which means that he can remove all the references to Te Tiriti out of any legislation, which then means there is no obligation on future governments to actually strive for equity, support rangatiratanga. This is what is at stake, and people are just sort of a bit blasé about it. They'll get angry after the fact. Well, then after the fact, it's just way too late.
You're one of our most experienced Māori politicians now. When you think of how you were when you first entered Parliament as to how you approach your role now, how much better do you think you are as a prominent Māori decision maker and how important the tools you've garnered during your time in Parliament going forward, how much better do you think you are than you were when you started?
Well, look, I'm still just Calvin from Kaukau, really. But experience does give you a bit of a skill set. You're very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and idealistic when you come into Parliament. And then, experience teaches you, gives you more of the background behind things and I'm able to see the downstream consequences of what a National Act government will mean for Māoridom. It's helped me to refine my thinking around Te Tiriti or Waitangi. And I can see clearly just what is at stake for Māoridom. But I'm still just Calvin from up north. When people say that, one of their most experienced Māori politicians, it's sort of like, oh, crikey, I still feel that it's an honour to be in Parliament. I still feel it's new, but yeah, I guess you're right. You know, I've been here a couple of terms now. Being a minister is really where it all happens, and that's really where most of my learning has been done. We just can't really make a change from opposition benches. We can't. All we can do is really puff and blow steam, but it's in government as ministers. That's where you, A, get to make the change that's necessary, but it's also where you can prevent things like what National Elect are proposing to do. You know, we yesterday I was talking about those houses that we opened in Kaikohe. In the last 3 months, I think I've been to probably five openings of houses. When we got into government, that was the biggest sort of issue that we were facing, the housing of our people. We're now building houses at such a rate that within 2 years, if we continue at the same rate, we'll have built more houses than the whole Māori Affairs house building program all those years that was in operation. That's because we're in government. But those sorts of things are up at risk because the national government don't see that building houses for Māori is important. They don't like the targeted stuff. They believe that that's, you know, David Seymour will tell you that it's separatism, and we've got two different systems for people. And all we're saying is like, no, this is what Te Tiriti promised. We have an obligation to make sure that Māori have housing outcomes as good as anyone else. And these are all the things that are at stake in this election. And they're only things that we have been able to achieve because we have been in government. And, you know, that's really what people need to be thinking about. If anything, just go and cast a protest vote to keep National Enact out of government.
There's some criticism that the big players here are still running first-past-the-post strategies. Two ticks me, rather than coordinating some sort of tie-up or united front, a centre-left block, a centre-right block. Do you think that, when you look back on election 2023, that there could have been some missteps by doing so? It seems to be two ticks all the way.
Oh, look, I've been an advocate. I've been saying in all the debates, all the televised debates, that the Labour will only be able to form government with the Greens and the Māori Party, and that we need to get that block out. We can only form a government if those three parties get 51% of the party vote. And I've said, like, you may not like me, go out and vote anyway, but just do not give your party vote to National Enact. And that's what's been happening. There has been another candidate that's been saying it's all about her vote, her vote, her vote, her. And I'm just thinking, like, you just don't get it. And I guess that's part of the experience that you were mentioning earlier. The experience has told me that whether I'm the electorate MP or a list MP in opposition is just pointless. There's, you know, we must have 51% of the party vote, Labour, Greens, Māori Party, if we are to make any difference whatsoever. And that's why I just say go out, cast your vote, and your party vote must be for one of those three parties. It's essential. You know, it's pointless being a member of parliament in opposition.
But you would still do it? Or are you saying that if you lose, you're out?
Yeah, if I don't win the Tai Tokoro seat, you know, that's Tai Tokoro saying, Calvin, you know, thanks, but, you know, you've done your time and I'll move on. So, and look at other things and allow whoever is successful to have, you know, have free reign. But my preference is to still be there and still have the mandate of the people. But that's up to the people, and certainly,
That's a little different. So you're saying if you win Tai Tokoro but Labour loses, you stay?
Yeah, because I won't cause a by-election. And I'll go out and do my best I can supporting constituents, but you can't make any real difference because you're not a government and you don't have the power to change systems and to implement programs. So you can do electorate stuff, you can help people, with the ACC claims and all that. But as the electorate MP, I would not cause a by-election. But you know, if I don't get the mandate from the people of Tai Tukere, well then there's no point hanging around. They've said they want someone else to do the job.
Well, I'm sure you're hoping that that's not the case. All the best. I know there's a baby on the way, first muckle. And,
we're
all excited. It'd be Christmas, really, if Bubba came on election day and you won your seat.
No, look, really looking forward to it. We're going to be the worst grandparents. That kid's going to be a spoiled rotten, I tell you. Yeah.
Not too many lollies, Mr. Davis. All right, bud. Thanks, Calvin. Thanks for sharing some time with us. And indeed, you know, the consistency of your commentary has been much appreciated at our end. And you've been very professional with your media responsibilities over the years too. So hope it holds you in good stead come Saturday. We'll know come Monday, eh?
Good, Adele. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. Calvin Davis.